Welcome to That Anger Management Crap. I'm your host, Matthew Plotner. Each week, I will cover a topic related to anger and its many subtleties and nuances. I hope that this podcast will show that anger management is not all about take a deep breath and count to 10. So stay tuned as we explore that complex emotion of anger. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the show. Today, I want to talk about something that kind of struck me as I was watching Game of Thrones, and it was something said by Catelyn Stark that really kind of got my wheels turning. And what she said was, you do have a choice and you made it. I'm not going to give you the whole reference to why she said that. If you haven't seen the show, check it out. Watch it. It's a great show. But that thought kind of hit me as being kind of deep in its simplicity. So if we think about what that means, right, we all have a choice. We all have a choice in our behavior. We all have a choice in our actions. We all have a choice. But the problem is we tend to play that off. We tend to give that away, so to speak, to something else, to somebody else. We want something else to be responsible for our behavior, because then it's not me that's getting angry, or it's not me that's doing these things. It's outside of my control, right? It's outside of me. And therefore, you can't be mad at me for this thing that's outside of me. And I can't be sort of blamed, so to speak, for my anger, because that's not in my control, right? It's easy to do that. And it's comforting to feel this way. But we can't do that. If we want to get control of our anger, if we want to get control of our behaviors, right? If we want to be the sort of master of our own destiny, we've got to get that idea out of our heads, right? Everything that we do is by choice. Whether we do it consciously or subconsciously, we make those choices, right? It's my choice to be upset when something happens. It's my choice to be angry or upset or hurt when my wife is working a lot of overtime, or it's my choice to be angry or whatever with my kids when they're making messes. I have those choices. And I think for me, that idea is great, because if it's my choice and not just something that happens, well, then I can change that. I can make a different choice. And if I can make a different choice, then that means I can behave different, right? And if I can behave different, then I can use that anger for a positive thing, for a positive change in me and in the world around me, right? So let's think about this, right? What can we do? How can we change our choices to become more in line with who we want to be, right? If we want to be the less angry, the less violent, the less controlling person, then we change those choices, right? We talked about this a few weeks ago about neuroplasticity. If I'm changing that choice now becomes, I choose to be the person who isn't angry all the time. I choose to be the person who sees the world as inherently good, inherently comforting, inherently positive. If I choose to be that person, then that's the person I can be, right? There's a quote, I don't know who it was by. I don't know if it was necessarily by Mahatma Gandhi. That's who gets attributed to this quote. But it's this idea, be the change you wish to see in the world. I love that. That is basically my motto for life. If you want to see something different, you have to be different. If you want to see a world filled with compassion and empathy and less anger and all of these things, be those things, right? Because I guarantee you, if you start to be those things will come into your life. If you stop being negative, and we have that choice, right? We have that choice to not be the negative person, to not be the person who sees the world as bad. So be that person, be the positivity, be the person that reaches out to somebody, who comforts somebody, who's there for somebody when they need you or they need help. And I guarantee you those things then will be what are coming into your life. It's amazing how that works, right? I used to surround myself. Everybody that I knew was always negative and down and awful, because that's how I felt. That's who I was, right? I was the guy that the heavy metal guy who always wore the black and the death t-shirts and all of the stuff you would normally associate with a metalhead, right? I got confused in school many, many times for the goth, because that was sort of the style of the metalhead in the 90s. We were the dark clothing, the black nail polish, the black eyeliner sometimes. All of that went along with that. And because of that, I chose to be the person who saw the world as negative, as bad, as out to get me, right? And I'd like to blame it on the music, right? Well, the music is depressing. The music is all of these things. I just read recently, and this amazed me because I wholeheartedly believe this, But I read recently an article that the BBC posted that was done in Britain, somewhere over there, where it showed that it's actually the opposite. People who listen to death metal actually are some of the happiest people out there. And that's so counterintuitive to what we want to believe, right? That I used to believe, right? I used to believe we listen to this music because it makes us feel bad, and we feel bad, so we listen to this music, and it's this cycle that goes and goes and goes, right? And that's opposite. And I found that to be true now. I can still listen to the heavy metal, the death metal, the all that stuff that I really enjoy, but I no longer take and use that as my catalyst for this is why I'm pissed off, this is why I'm angry, this is why I behave the way I do. Now I use it as this is the thing I like, but here's who I am. Hell, I just bought a couple of Hawaiian shirts because you know what? I want something fun, something positive, something that when people see me, they smile, right? Because that's who I want to be now. I don't want to be the depressing guy. I want to be the happy guy, the guy that puts that energy out there. And I made that choice. That choice was me. You can all do the same thing. You can all make that choice to not be angry, to not be violent, to not be all of these things that cause us so much anxiety and depression and stress. So today I found a quote I want to share with you guys by Eleanor Roosevelt. It says, "One's philosophy is not best expressed in words. It is expressed in the choices one makes, and the choices we make are ultimately our responsibility." I love that quote because she's right. Our choices are exactly that. They are our responsibility. We cannot blame them on a outside source, on something external from us. We made those choices. It's like the quote from Game of Thrones. You had a choice and you made it. Live with that. Accept that. You made that choice. You had that choice. You had a choice. You made that choice. With that note, guys, I appreciate you listening and we'll catch you next week. If you enjoyed this, please take a moment to leave me a review on iTunes. Find more ways to get in touch with me on my website at angerpodcast.com. There you can leave me comments and find great info about the show. That anger management crap can work for us all. Thanks for listening and stay safe.